Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,658 Selco Partnership, doing business as Verizon Wireless, is seeking a special use exception to place a telecommunications tower, section 115-23C17 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of East Trap Road, approximately 1,510 feet northeast of Moses Corner Road. The 911 address is 24387 East Trap Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is the AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 1, Parcel 3. Again, it's a special use exception for a telecommunication tower. There are no variances requested. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. John Tracy from Young Conaway, Stargat and Taylor here on behalf of Selco Partnership for another cell phone tower and the continuing build out of the network in Sussex County. I have the usual cast of characters with me, Pete Zoukalis, Brian Grebus, and Sue Manchel, if you want to go up. At least, Sue, you don't need to, but Brian and Pete, if you can go up. I told you guys I fear technology, and this is what's happening. Janelle's going to have to.
Here you go.
Thank you. Ah, there we go. So what it means is it clearly will be broken by the time this hearing is over with. So as I said, members of the board, John Tracy from Young Conaway, Stargat and Taylor here on behalf of the applicant Selco Partnership. This application is similar to many of those that you've heard me present over the last couple of years. This is part of the continuing build out that Verizon has been aggressively pursuing in Sussex County. And this application is really, in a lot of ways, no different than what you've seen in the past. As per usual, this is a 145-foot tower plus a 5-foot lightning rod on the top of it. It's situated on a slightly more than 13-acre parcel that is owned by the Adams family or its affiliates. There are, just by way of example, there's a couple residential parcels directly across the street, one of which is the closest to this one here. It's also in the Adams family ownership. The large farm parcel across the street, as well as one of the additional small single-family lots, are owned by the family. Something semi-unique about this, you've seen it in a couple of applications, the property is actually in an ag preservation easement, so we had to go through the process of getting the Ag Lands Foundation to approve the request. As you've heard me say before, they now have a process by which these are permitted uses, these towers are permitted uses on properties in the ag preservation system. However, they have to review and bless the lease and the location. As we have typically done, we've tried to choose a location where the tower will be situated with trees in the area, so there's a screening effect to it. There will be a short gravel driveway constructed, which you can see outlined in yellow from East Trap Pond Road, that will take you back to the installation itself. As Ms. Cornwall acknowledged, this does not need any variances, so the only standard applied to this is the substantially adversely affect. As we have done with the applications in the past, we submitted all the usual reports. We have the RF design report, which is on here somewhere. Let's see if I can find it. This is one of the other. Hey, there we go. This shows the before and after. This is the before location with the areas of Route 9 and Routes 431 being underserved. You can see the existing coverage in the yellow around there. With the addition of the new structure, we obviously fill in that significant gap of coverage that we have, which we're trying to do to have continuance coverage, particularly along Route 9 and along Routes 431. We also submitted the site inventory request, or confirmation, that shows that there are no structures in this instance that are within the 2-mile radius that we're required to look at. Now, you've heard me testify or discuss in the past that once you move these things really a half a mile in any direction, you're losing the utility of the installation itself. In this instance, though, the closest structure, which is at the top of the screen, was over 2.5 miles away, and that, as the report indicates, would not serve the purposes of this installation. We have also submitted the standard FAA and non-interference reports documenting that we will not be interfering with any other radio frequency signals in the area. The FAA has cleared this, although they do not require lighting. The county requires lighting, so this will be lit in accordance with the county code. And lastly, we submitted our standard EMS emissions report. As the board is familiar, the FCC sets a threshold level of emissions that we have to be below. And in this instance, as the report notes, with all worst case scenarios, everything turned on full blast, the tower fully loaded, everything pointed directly at you and then reflecting back off the ground, we're still 300 times below what the minimum acceptable levels are. The application again complies from that standpoint. We will be designing it to co-locate. As I mentioned, it'll be lit. We're not seeking any relief from the county code provisions. We meet all of the setbacks. I will, so Mr. Sharp doesn't yell at me, I'm going to have Mr. Grevis and Mr. Sakalis come up here to confirm what I've told you about this. And then after that, they're obviously available to answer any questions that you might have. So, Mr. Sakalis, if you could confirm for me to the extent that I was discussing anything regarding civil engineering or structural engineering practices, that everything I said was true and accurate with regard to this application.
That's correct.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Grevis, same question for you. To the extent that I was making representations based on the reports submitted to the board regarding the RF need for this application as well as the emissions and the like, that everything I said was true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know if any of you all have any questions. You know me. I can continue on, but you've also heard the same song and dance before, so I'd rather open it up. Any questions you might have?
Substantial adverse effect on the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
Yes. As you've heard me talk about, these things don't make any noise. They don't emit any smells. They don't have any kind of traffic demand. They don't tax the schools. They don't really do anything but sit there and allow for continuous cell phone coverage in the area. And again, because we meet the environmental thresholds with regard to the FCC, it is my opinion that there is no substantial adverse impact on surrounding properties by this application.
Thank you. And I don't have a copy of the site plan, but it may be on there. Are there going to be pad site ground equipment structure and guy wires surrounded by the 6-foot tall fence?
Everything's going to be surrounded by the 6-foot tall fence, yes. There's no guy wires with this, but there are some equipment sheds.
And it's going to be 145 feet tall with a 5-foot tall lighting?
Correct.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that they do not feel that the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. Excuse me, we didn't hear testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,658.
Mr. Mills, you also believe that he's met the
standards set forth
in section 115.194.2, covering public communication power.
Yes.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,658. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Horton.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Miller.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,658 is approved.
Thank you, John. That may have been the shortest cell phone tower case that we've heard
in history.
I basically like to leave it open for the questions, but I've been yelled at by other boards enough that I
I don't know when to quit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, that takes care of all of our river business for this evening.